This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Adele addressed her legions of fans via Facebook and said that while her massively popular album 21 was a breakup record, the upcoming 25 will be a makeup record. The singer said, quote, "I'm making up with myself. Making up for lost time. Making up for everything I ever did and never did. But I haven't got time to hold on to the crumbs of my past like I used to. What's done is done." Unquote. Her new album, 25, drops November 20th. So guess who are the top two dead money-making artists of 2015? Well, if you picked Michael Jackson at the top, you'd be right. Michael has earned nine figures every year since his death 9 years ago. His total take? $115 million. The money came from the permanent Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas, his music sales, and his 50% ownership of the Sony Music catalog. Elvis came in second with a pretty big hunk of cash, $55 million. It's good to be dead. Actor Tom Cruise has put his Colorado mountain retreat up for sale. The 10,000-square-foot mansion has 7 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms and is surrounded by a protected national forest. That means you never wake up to the sound of bulldozers and cement mixers. The asking price? A cool $59 million. Yeah, that pretty much sounds like Mission Impossible to me, too. The classic Rocky Horror Picture Show will be remade into a TV movie for Fox. Now, don't get your pantyhose all twisted up into a knot. We know it's going to be a tough job to remake the cult favorite, but they've cast Laverne Cox of Orange is the New Black to play Dr. Frankenfurter, and that's a great start. Oh sure, it's going to be tough to fill the big high heels of the great Tim Curry, who originated the role in 1975, but if anyone can, Laverne can. The 2-hour special will air on Fox in the fall of 2016. The Grammy nominations will be announced on December 7th, and word has it that producer Max Martin will be a big nominee. It's now likely that he'll have 2 Song of the Year nominations for co-writing Taylor Swift's Blank Space and The Weeknd's Can't Feel My Face. That would make the Swedish hitmaker the first songwriter to land 2 Song of the Year nominations in the same year since 1994, when Elton John and Tim Rice scored with 2 songs from The Lion King. Martin has received 3 Song of the Year noms in the past for co-writing the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way, Katy Perry's Roar, and Swift's Shake It Off. Martin won Producer of the Year Non-Classical at the Grammys in February. Martin has been so prolific over the past decade that now, if your song is either written or produced by Max Martin, you're almost guaranteed a hit. That is one talented Swede for sure. After previous French and Australian Disney song compilations became big hits, Universal Music here has decided to put together a U.S. collection of some of the biggest artists singing their favorite Disney tunes. Artists like Gwen Stefani, Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Fall Out Boy all recorded their favorite songs, and we'll see if the We Love Disney collection connects with American consumers as well. The album was produced by multi-Grammy-winning producer David Foster and is being released this week. Iconic rap producer and member of NWA, Dr. Dre, has said that he wants to tour Europe with a full stage production and perform there along with fellow rappers Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and new rap star Kendrick Lamar. Dre said, quote, "This is one of the things that I've dreamed about doing. I want to call it Beats and Rhymes. Take our full stage over there and show Europe the same amount of love that they've been showing me throughout my entire career. So that's my dream. Hopefully we can make that happen." Unquote. That would be one hell of a tour. We'll keep you posted. It's official. Former Celebrity Apprentice host and billionaire Donald Trump is returning to NBC television with a hosting gig on Saturday Night Live on November 7th. This will be the Republican presidential hopeful's second stint on the late night sketch show. He previously hosted SNL on April 3rd, 2004. So who will the musical guest be that night? The comb-over? Friends, family, and former colleagues of Apple founder Steve Jobs have said that the big screen portrayal of him is not factual and that the portrait overall is basically nothing more than a caricature. For example, Apple design chief Jonathan Ive characterized the depiction as a virtual act of posthumous character assassination. Quote, "There are sons and daughters and widows and very close friends who are completely bemused and completely upset. I don't recognize this person at all. I'm sorry to sound a bit grumpy about it, but I just find it ever so sad." Unquote. Well, in reality, many of these people, including I, that are speaking to the press, haven't actually seen the film. Steve Jobs expands to 2,000 theaters in the US this week. So we've told you recently about Whitney Houston, the hologram tour in 2016. Well, now two famous comedians are going to get the same treatment. Red Fox, the salty-tongued comedian that was a big star in the 1970s, starring in the iconic series Sanford and Son, will be getting his own hologram. Also, eccentric, brilliant comedian Andy Kaufman will also be a hologram. Kaufman was one of the stars of another hit comedy series in the 70s, Taxi, and was known for outlandish appearances on television and having an alter ego character, Tony Clifton, that was hated by most. And to be honest, no one really knew most of the time whether Andy was being comedic or serious, which added to his mystique. Oh, and you know what? There are more of these holograms coming. It's good to be a hologram.
The Trash Bin.
Coming out of a restaurant in Beverly Hills with a gal pal, actress Jennifer Aniston responded sweetly when two very flamboyant men came up to her and gushed their congrats on her recent wedding to, quote, "that handsome Justin Theroux." She even agreed when the two fellas begged for a quick pic, but heaven went to hell quickly. One witness said one of the guys, quote, "got way too up close, grabbing her hand to micro-eyeball her wedding ring." Jen freaked, shrieking, "back off!" The guy split quick, mumbling apologies. Jen, boiling, bitched on about people not respecting private boundaries, unquote. Such nerve. Well, I guess when you're Jennifer Aniston, many people want to be, you know, friends.
The news wrap-up.
Apple Music has announced that it already has 6.5 million paid subscribers in less than 4 months. YouTube has launched YouTube Red, a long-anticipated subscription service that will cost $10 a month for the same videos, but ad-free. Tesla owners are saying that the new autopilot feature is accidentally steering them off highways. Snapchat lost its chief of communications to Uber. Jill Hazelbaker was with Snapchat for slightly longer than a year.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
In the weakest weekend of the year at the box office, The Martian with Matt Damon held on to the top spot.
The number one album.
Pentatonix, the five-member a cappella group from Arlington, Texas, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Story Mode is the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Rogue Lawyer, the new novel by best-selling author John Grisham, is the most popular book this week.
Gwen Stefani has been in the pop spotlight since her band No Doubt burst on the scene right here 20 years ago. Since then, she's also had a very successful solo career and become a fashion designer with a successful line of clothing. Her marriage to Bush frontman Gavin Rossdale in 2002 produced three kids, and they deliberately kept their marriage out of the spotlight, preferring to raise their family out of the glare of the media. Sadly, they filed for divorce 2 months ago, citing irreconcilable differences. Here's Gwen Stefani with her brand new track, and it's the song of the week, Used to Love You.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's 'cause I remember for the first time since I hated you that I used to love you.
I used to love you. Oh, 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 oh. I
That was Gwen Stefani with the song of the week, Used to Love You.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.